Now let's just take you to St Andrews, Renata. They must have been very pleased to have your uncle because he'd come from such a prestigious position as director of the Einstein Tower in Potsdam. T tell us about what happened when you got there.
Well, thank goodness my father was fluent in English and my mother also. Okay, please may I just say that when I went to school
In St
in St
Andrews.
Andrews, it was the posh girls' school, the prep school for St Leonard's. I was still having the feeling the effects of, the whooping cough. And when at playtime, when we went out in the playground, the Tig, in the first place, I didn't know what Tig was. And I couldn't run because I was coughing. And so I ran to, there was a teacher sort of supervising because I was used to running to Nanny. So I was referred to as a nasty Nazi.
That's terrible.
Couldn't explain to the children that we were running away from the nasty Nazis.
That's horrible. And did eventually did you befriend them, and did they later discover that you were running away?
No, not really. Not really. Although there's another funny little episode. In the summer term, well, I've arrived in April. In the summer term, I joined the Brownies. And because my accent wasn't very good, they sat me on a toadstool. It was all pixies on a toadstool playing a flute. So I have a photograph to prove it.
So,
But however, this is very naughty indeed. My first school report was progress very good, conduct very good. That was the end of the summer 39. Came the long summer holiday, and I had met another family, the family of the professor of Greek, who had also rescued a family, in fact, had them living with them for a very short time. So I met Kate, a lifelong friend. The end, by December, my school report said, progress very good, conduct good, but already a little too talkative.
So you were settling in. That's a good sign. So you studied in St Andrews.
No, I went to school
Well,
in
you
St
went to
Andrews.
school in St Andrews.